USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The EPA Inspector General saying the agency failed to document why the former administrator Scott Pruitt needed more than $3.5 million in round-the-clock security through 2017. According to the agency, Pruitt's security costs were more than double that of his predecessor Gina McCarthy during her last year in that office. The Inspector General's report says the EPA's lack of rules over security for agency heads can result in such, quote, excessive or unnecessary costs. The Inspector General also says those costs incurred under Pruitt included $106,000 in overtime for security guards that lacked the proper authorization.
And sources are saying Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has selected former Republican Senator John Kyle to fill the seat of late Senator John McCain. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, the Senate Judiciary Committee began the confirmation process of Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Things were a little heated as things got underway, and Senator John Cornyn of Texas said this.
I haven't been in as many confirmation hearings as some of my colleagues, but this is the first confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice I've seen basically according to mob rule. We have rules in the Senate. We have norms for decorum. Everybody, as you pointed out, Mr. Chairman, is going to get a chance to have their say.
Yeah.
You've given everybody a chance to ask questions for up to 50 minutes. You've given them a chance to make an opening statement. Any one of our colleagues can step out here and talk to the press and make whatever comments they want.
The death of a woman in a Mineral County, Nevada jail is drawing national attention. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
A very disturbing story to tell you about out of Nevada, where a woman from Texas who was denied medical care while detoxing died in jail. The Reno Gazette Journal reports the woman, Kelly Coltrane, 27 years old, was in the Mineral County Jail for failing to take care of her traffic tickets. She apparently asked to go to the hospital, but was not taken there. Instead, she reportedly was handed a mop and told to clean up her own vomit. She died in her jail cell less than an hour later.
Coltrane's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit, and Mineral County's lawyer Brett Ryman has declined to comment on the investigation, citing that lawsuit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they killed the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief like I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Well, here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by reviewing a great book by James Robbins about how we're erasing our own nation. Then we'll review the movie of the month for August with Diane Raver. And then we'll talk about the upcoming football season with Army's coach. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to welcome author James Robbins to the show. His book, Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. It's really quite a book, one I think everybody needs to read. So welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, James.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
James, give us your background. What led you to write this book? What rang your bell? How'd you get here?
Well, I've always written a lot about history, particularly military history, but other history too. And as a former professor and current columnist, you know, I had a chance to visit a lot of these topics. And I had written a few columns on things like taking down statues or the assault on Andrew Jackson, you know, these types of things, the NFL kneelers. And Regnery Publishing came to me and asked, would I be interested in expanding these thoughts into a book? And I, of course, said yes. And then as I got more into it, I realized, you know, all of these things, not only are they all connected, but it goes far beyond simply like taking down a statue or a plaque or standing on the flag or something like that. It's really a systematic attempt to destroy any kind of national pride that we might have, any kind of feeling of affinity for our country, so that the progressives and revisionists and socialists could then rewrite the script with whatever they want.
Well, that sounds right to me. So that's a reasonable thing. Obviously, if somebody comes here and asks you to write a book about something you care about, you're going to do it. And obviously, once you research it, you may find, as you did, there's a lot more to it than was on the surface. Talk to us about some of the things you found that you maybe weren't expecting as you started looking into writing the book.
Well, the first thing that I found was this is going on everywhere across the country. I mean, there are sort of high-profile cases that you see in the news, like recently the statue taken down at UNC. But when you add it all up, all of the renamings, all of the rules that have been put in place, you know, schools where you can't wear an American flag shirt because it might offend somebody, or formerly religious schools where they decided, you know, it might be offensive to have a religious icon in our school, so we need to get rid of it, or how Christmas carols that we've sung for years that seem completely innocent, like Jingle Bells, are actually a legacy of racism, according to progressives. Once you look at all of this stuff, what really surprised me was how this has penetrated every corner of American culture and sort of every part of our everyday existence. It's mind-numbing, really.
You know, that's true, and it has all kinds of interesting spin-offs, not the least of which it is certainly politically incorrect to be openly a person of faith, particularly if you let it show in any way, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I have a whole chapter on that, on religion and how really the biggest weapon that the other side wields is this notion that, you know, anybody who openly shows their faith is not only someone who should be mocked, you know, they're kind of stupid and it's kind of uncomfortable, but that they're actually imposing their views just by expressing them. They're imposing their views on others in a way that deserves a response, where, you know, it's almost like you're oppressing other people simply by showing your faith in public.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the book Erasing America with author James Robbins. And we just use religion as an example, but there, you mentioned patriotism and love of our history, and these are things that are going away, and they really are going away, aren't they? If things stay like they are another generation or two, nobody will know our history.
Oh, sure. I think that's part of the plan. But when you think about it, even folks who may approach this a bit more innocently, if all you do in schools is teach the negatives about American history, that, you know, the founders were a bunch of slave-owning bad guys, that our whole history is one of exploitation and imperialism and, you know, this whole litany of things. Well, then why should anyone care about the flag or the Constitution or any of the things that we revere? I mean, seriously, kids are brought up to think that our entire history is just sort of one bad thing after another. Then, of course, you're going to have people who think it's perfectly all right for NFL players to disrespect the flag, or perfectly all right to tear down a monument to Thomas Jefferson at the college that he founded. And so we're really reaping the consequences of having that revisionist view of history being taught so thoroughly and for so long.
And part of the reason, I think, is because as a group, the average American, I guess average people everywhere, don't want to get confrontational. If somebody's pushing, it's easier just to let them get away with it and go on with life. And that's sort of what's happening, isn't it?
Oh, sure. And definitely people should stand up to it. And people don't want to feel bad about the country. I have polling data in the book that suggests that folks really, they do feel patriotism at the root, and they really do want to have a positive narrative about this country. And they're kind of tired of hearing one bad thing after another, you know, starting with Christopher Columbus, the genocidal maniac, and then, you know, moving on after that. But people really do want to feel good about America, and they really do want to be patriotic. It's just that there's nothing really in the mainstream media or the education system or that part of society that's reinforcing the positive message.
Indeed. I teach in a social science department. I'm an adjunct at a college, and I don't remember the last time I saw a textbook in any social science topic that was even remotely neutral, much less patriotic in its tone. I don't remember the last time, and I've been doing this for 15 years.
Oh, no, you won't see that these days. I mean, it's just not acceptable in the academic realm to have things like that. But that's unfortunate, because it's something that people want, and it's something that people deserve, actually. Not to mention, it's more reflective of our true history. Every country has mistakes that it made or bad things that it did, but that doesn't set the theme or the tone for the entire history of our country. We have a great history, a noble history, you know, a country founded on the idea of freedom, the first new nation. These are the things that should be emphasized to give people a positive and optimistic view of the country, not just slamming people over the head every single day with a new crime that they're responsible for, even though it happened 300 years ago.
You know, that really hits the nail on the head. We have a negative view of history that's being forced on our country, particularly through through the education system, but not just there. James, your book hits a lot of nails on the head. We're going to give away a copy at the end of the show, but how can listeners get a copy of your book? Because it's awesome.
Oh, I'd say Amazon is probably the easiest way to do it. And I'm not so happy about giving, Amazon any money, but unfortunately, that's the place to get books these days.
Well, it is. That's where my book is. And, you know, therefore, we can be practical. So, folks, I do recommend you read the book Erasing America by James Robbins. James, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your great work about our nation. This is awesome.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll review the movie of the month, Between Iraq and a Hard Place. Then we'll talk Army football with Coach Jeff Munkin. He's reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Troops hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till I return. I want you to lean in me.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember. As a national partner with Honor and Remember, Spartan Ash is deeply committed to never forgetting those who paid the ultimate price in service to our country.
The Honor and Remember flag serves as a symbol of remembrance, and Spartan Ash flies the Honor and Remember flag at all facilities. The flag artwork is on our fleet of tractor trailers, which travel nearly 67 million miles each year.
Learn more at SpartanAsh.com and HonorandRemember.org.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. You hear the sound of breaking glass at 2 a.m. What should you do? Many people get a flashlight to investigate, but that could get you killed. Get your firearm immediately. Take up a defensive position in your safe room, then call 911 and wait for the police to arrive. The police can do the job they were trained for, and you and your family can stay safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115, at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. It's movie time on Frontlines of Freedom. Diane Raver, the founder of the Garden State Film Festival, is joining us to review our movie of the month. For new listeners, each month we post a movie link on our website. It's in the blog section. We ask all listeners to review it and share your comments with me by sending them to Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com. So, welcome back, team member Diane.
Hi, Denny. So glad to be with you again. Privilege and an honor.
And fun.
And fun.
Your next annual film festival is this next March. You're planning and preparing for that, but I suspect it's a little less intense than it will be.
Oh, no, it's intense right now because all of the entries are piling in. And if any of the listeners know any filmmakers, please consider submitting to us. Now would be the moment. Our call for entries is open till December 1st, 2018, and we would love to have more films from your audience.
Super. There's a good opportunity if you know anybody who's into that. Okay. Our movie of the month this month is Between Iraq and a Hard Place. Great title. To me, it's pretty much about post-traumatic stress disorder.
I would agree with that. And, of course, when we showed it several years ago, there wasn't as much attention on that subject. Not that there could ever be too much because, of course, it's a real clinical problem and needs real clinical solutions. And I think I join with most of your listeners in not enough is being done to help those who guard our freedom and then come back with severe problems as a result of it.
Okay, well, that's true. This is a film that I loved and I hated. I loved because I think it was very accurate and well done. I hated it because we have a tendency in our nation to recognize that post-traumatic stress and those kind of things, traumatic brain injury, are something that many of our soldiers have. But we do such a good job of it that we have created an environment where a lot of people think all combat soldiers have problems and therefore stay away from them because you don't know what's going to happen to them. So there's two sides to this thing. That's why I hated it. It sends the wrong message about the 90% of soldiers who didn't have this. So therefore, I don't know how you tell the true story and both win and lose. Anyway, here's a few listener comments. Experienced the first day of the invasion of Iraq. So interesting, but maybe not typical. Well, that's a thought.
Yeah.
And certainly that first day of that invasion was incredible. That the first couple of weeks were.
Yeah.
But that first day was, my goodness, I'm an old combat guy and I'm glad I wasn't there. Next one. There are two perspectives of post-traumatic stress disorder. One is that it should be called what it was originally called, post-traumatic stress, because it's not a disorder. It's just something that needs some counseling and psychiatric assistance. And it became a disorder when psychiatrists decided to stop treating it with counseling and treat it with drugs. As in a disorder, you can drug it. And that's my concern with the thing. So,
well, of course, being from New Jersey, the home of most of the pharmaceutical companies, don't even get me started on how they're just throwing drugs at everything.
Yes.
And, of course, when necessary, it's wonderful.
Yes.
But the addictions and all of that, which just fuels their bottom financial line, I have moral problem with as a human on this planet. So, yes, there is room for a discussion about all of that as well. A gold star to that listener.
You know, one of the things you and I agreed from the very beginning in starting these movies was not to send a message, but to start conversations.
Amen.
And, oh, lady, is this a conversation starter?
Yeah.
Next one. As accurate as the movie is, such movies give the public the idea that all combat vets have severe problems, and most don't. Thinking that they have problems makes them less hireable, so it's harder to get jobs.
Oh.
There's
That's an interesting point of conversation as well.
Probably from somebody who had trouble getting a job.
This film came to me when all of that was relatively, I mean, we knew about it, but the conversation about it was just relatively new.
Yes.
And this is all very, especially from a non-military person, very interesting feedback. I love this series, Denny.
Yes, and I think we both deserve a good pat on the back for starting this. This is turning out to be better than we'd anticipated. Next one, it's interesting to hear what it's like to be shot at. Yeah, can't argue with that.
Yeah, I can't either.
And an interesting discussion about killing. That was a very rarely heard, honest look at the act of killing another human being.
Yeah.
It's generally accepted that most species, not just humans, don't like killing their own species.
No.
You know, if you see rams butting each other's heads to see who gets the girl or who gets the food, they wouldn't fight another species like that. They'd gore them with their horns.
Right.
So species tend not to want to kill the same species. And therefore, we humans have had to really do some things to make it easier for us to do that. So that's significant. Next comment, never thought about the fight or flight response. And it is well addressed.
Yes.
Been there, done that. When you get in that kind of a situation, you got two choices, fight or run, or duck or get the heck out of there. And both sensations are present at the same time, at least they were in me. So that's valid. Interesting difference between coming home on a ship versus flying home. In World War II, vets came home on a ship. They had weeks together to talk, decompress.
To heal, yeah.
To heal with each other, people who understand,
right.
As opposed to get on a plane today and 6, 8, 12 hours from now you're home.
Back in the deep end of the pool, right.
With no recovery time. That
right.
was a very interesting conversation. Very accurate, too. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And the last comment I got was that you liked the comment by the several Marines and the chaplain who had been a Marine. The chaplain who narrated it really did a good job, I thought. He was there without trying to control things. So it was a great movie. I mean, it was really well done. It was honest. It was accurate. And that said, I didn't like the movie.
Right.
On the other hand, I'm glad it was made. As long as we can, as part of our conversation, which we are, share the fact that this is a stereotype that all combat vets don't have. On the other hand, we do want to welcome them, thank them for their service, and for those who need help, be sure they get it. That's a real message that I think
I couldn't concur with you more, Denny. And, you know, as civilians, we all need to do whatever we can to be helpful in that regard.
Well, as a Vietnam vet, we were spit on when we came home, and we sort of set it as a corporate group goal that we would make sure that the next group of vets didn't go through that. And they're not. Golly, there's jerks everywhere, but for the most part, our culture today does respect and thank those who are serving and served in combat. And that's really a thing I'm proud of.
And if I may, from all of us at Garden State Film Festival, thank you for your service to all your listeners. We do not take it for granted. So thank you for this privilege of being with you. And I guess we have another one next month.
We will. So thanks, Diane, for taking time to share, for being part of the Front Lines of Freedom team, for bringing into the Front Lines of Freedom concept a whole new idea of looking at films like this. I'm really proud to call you a friend.
Thank you, Denny. Right back at you.
Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll meet the Army football coach, Jeff Munkin, and then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with about a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 other than
28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
Much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. First, a Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great country. They have been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. And MDV is the leading distributor of grocery products to our U.S. commissaries around the world. And in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom's Choice and home-based brands to the commissaries. Learn more about or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Well, it's football time. I'm delighted that football co-host Quentin Roberts is aboard today. Glad you're here, dude.
How you doing today, Denny?
Awesome. And, you know, I heard rumors, Quentin, that football season is starting now.
Are you ready for some football? I can't be more ready. It's been a long off season, and we've got a lot to look forward to from our service academies this season.
We do. And, folks, we were expecting to interview West Point's great football coach, Jeff Munkin, but a combination of his goofy schedule and our goofy schedule, we had to pass on that interview. That's what we were hoping to have right now. Quentin, we're looking at some very, very interesting schedules for Army, Navy, and Air Force, aren't we? Navy really's got a tough row to hoe, don't they?
They do. I tell you what, Denny, if we want to look at Navy in this 2018 season and a preview of their season, they have moved up to the American Athletic Conference. And I think that has really made an impact, even more than I know I thought it would, on their overall outlook. There are a couple of things about Navy going to the American Athletic Conference. Number one, University of Central Florida last year was undefeated, beat Auburn in a bowl game, and kind of claimed their mythical portion of a national title. And their coach, Scott Frost, moved on to Nebraska. However, they are still loaded, and they're expected to win the conference. Navy certainly plays them. They play University of Houston. They have their annual tilt with Notre Dame, and, of course, Air Force and Army. So The midshipmen are going to have a handful this year, Denny. And Coach Niumatalolo, however, keeps a tremendous team. They're always well-coached. They're always well-conditioned. They execute well, and they do what they do. The other issue, though, is that once you've gone through the conference a couple of times, other teams and other coaches, they may not be as smart as academy guys, but they're not too slow either. They start figuring out what you're doing. And then they have the athletes to be able to slow you down a little bit. So Coach Niumatalolo is going to have to continually evolve along with Jasper Ivins over there on the offensive side of the ball, and then just continue to play good defense. I mean, the defense oftentimes separates academy teams from being solid teams to being poor teams.
Well, that's very, very true. So Navy does have a tough schedule. Army, on the other hand, who's got a really good team and a good record from last year, has got a little easier schedule, don't they?
They do. They've got Army does begin their season with Duke, which is a Power 5 team. And then on September 22nd, they travel to Norman, Oklahoma, and play the Mighty Sooners. So those are going to be two tough games. Last year, however, they handled Duke. Now, look, Coach Monken has got this team on a roll. He's loaded for bear, and he's letting them ride right now. They're firing off those cannons in West Point, New York. They may even run out of bullets this year, Denny. But I think they're going to probably take a couple of steps back. Duke is an improved team. I think they're going to drop one to Oklahoma, and I have them dropping one more, which will give them three losses throughout the season. Do you want me to tell you who that is now, or we want to save that?
Why don't you tell everybody so that we can find out how good you are?
All right. This year, I'm predicting that Navy will beat Army in the end of the season in their annual tilt. Again, me and Coach Niumatalolo keeps a very solid team. I do predict that in Mikey Stadium on November 3rd, of course, it's always the first weekend in November, that Air Force travels to Army. I believe Army will be able to prevail there. I think after the shutout last year, again, Army's just a little too strong while Air Force is trying to rebound. But when they get to Navy, I think the midshipmen are going to bring home that game this year. Now, if you remember correctly, I predicted last year that Army would win the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, and I proved to be pretty prophetic. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back or anything there, but the record will reflect that. But this year, I think that the Army will lose. That will be three games, but still get a very good bowl bid and have a very good season nonetheless.
This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom. Co-host Quentin Roberts and I are discussing the upcoming football season that's starting this weekend. Quentin, you just put your team down, Air Force, and my team down, Army. So I guess you're an equal opportunity. I was going to pick on you, but I guess I can't. I'm just hoping your crystal ball is wrong in those two areas.
Well, Denny, you know, especially in a round robin, Army, Navy, Air Force, I'm actually predicting it to be a round robin. I am predicting Air Force to beat Navy this year, first weekend in October. The game will be in Colorado Springs. I do believe Air Force will prevail there. So I have Air Force beating Navy, Navy beating Army, Army beating Air Force, which means for the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, it will continue to reside in West Point, New York for another season. But as we look at the Air Force schedule, they open up with Stony Brook, then Florida Atlantic, and a good Utah State team. They do play as well. Then Nevada, Navy, San Diego State, UNLV, Boise, Army, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Colorado State. Coach Calhoun is coming off of a losing season. I expect them to be at least 500 this year. I mentioned that they'll probably take a loss to Army. There's a few more losses on the schedule here, but, you know, I think they're hungry. Once you get that taste of losing, you see your own blood, Denny, there's something that rises up in you at Service Academy that allow these students to dig down a little bit, allow the programs to come together, have a little bit more purpose, a little more fight, a little more desire. And I think they will at least get back to 500 and go to a bowl game. But it's a tough road to hold for the Falcons. But that's what I see for them this year.
Well, Quentin, I think we've done a pretty good job of an overview. It sounds like all three academies have a really good chance of looking good this year. On any given day, any given team can do almost anything. But it's going to be a great season. The teams that are playing this week, next week, Quentin and I will be reviewing those games, and we'll continue that through the whole season. So, Quentin, thank you, brother, for being available. Thank you for your insights. What's a good final word for us as we start the football season?
I would say to our listeners, strap up, get your popcorn ready, sit back, relax, tune in to our Service Academy games, because I tell you what, it's some exciting football. You also see some of the future leaders of America. So there are men out there, young men with a purpose out there, and the coaches who are doing a fine job, they truly epitomize what we look at as a scholar athlete. So tune in and enjoy the season.
Well put. And another thought, you bring this out periodically. Every guy on the field, even the ones riding the benches, are carrying heavy, real academic loads. And that's very, very uncommon to find anybody on a football team at this level doing that. So these are really fine young men you're seeing out there.
They are, Denny. And again, you said it very well. I mean, we'll talk more about and try to highlight some of those things as the season goes along. Get more insight to cadet life for some of our listeners and see what these players have to go through, because it's not what your typical student will do.
Quentin, thank you for your insights. We'll be talking next week.
Talk to you soon, Denny.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights and do 75 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease. Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gill, and this is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at danny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's first?
Pete from Delaware liked your discussion on border security and ICE. He asked if he's naive to wonder how anyone would want illegal alien criminals running loose in our nation.
Pete, I think most of those who advocate this are themselves naive, and probably many of them promote firearms restrictions while they themselves are protected by firearms. Anyway, you're right on, Pete. Do help people who think like you do get elected to public office.
Sherry from Utah likes the idea of combat veterans being in Congress. She really liked the interview with the retired general in Congress. What more can she do to help?
Sherry, thanks for your concern and willingness to help. Do look for combat vets running for office in your community and support them. Also, encourage the ones you know to run. And go to combatveteransforcongress.org and help that organization and the vets that they list there. That should do it. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day I was asked about when I learned to rappel, you know, go down walls and cliffs on ropes. That reminded me of my training at West Point. I thought it would be a real advantage to me that as a Boy Scout, to be more specific, as an Explorer Scout, I did a lot of rappelling. When I arrived at West Point the summer after plebe year, they took us to Camp Buckner, a part of the West Point training area, for field training. And one of the first activities was rappelling. It was only about 40 or 50 foot cliff, so it was no big deal. I looked down, picked a spot about halfway down that I'd bounce off of, and then down to the ground. I'd done it hundreds of times before. So they hooked me up, and I pushed off. Then I discovered there was a difference. All the work I had done with scouts was done on hemp rope, which didn't stretch. I was now on nylon rope, and that rope stretched. My feet hit exactly where I wanted them to, but my body kept moving. I crashed and burned and ended up upside down. Not very impressive first rappel. I was very glad that I hadn't mentioned to anybody that I was experienced at rappelling, and I did have to do a lot of push-ups. Ah, the days of youth.
Colonel, you say it was only 40 or 50 feet, so exactly how far does it have to be? I mean, you drop 50 feet. Rangers, they just bounce, right?
Only if you land on your head.
Okay.
Some people don't get no respect. Now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 4 September 1780, Patriot Francis the Swamp Fox Marion's Carolina Militia routed Loyalists at Blue Savannah, South Carolina, and in the process, Marion won new recruits to the Patriot cause.
That was just about the first really well-known victory of our side in the Revolutionary War. On 6 September 1781, British Brigadier General Benedict Arnold, a former Patriot officer already infamous and much maligned for betraying the U.S. the previous year, added to his notoriety by ordering his British command to burn New London, Connecticut.
Talk about sour grapes.
He wanted Washington's job and didn't get it, so yeah. He was jealous.
On 4 September 1918, U.S. troops landed at Archangel in northern Russia. The landing was part of an Allied intervention in the Civil War raging in that country after revolution in 1917 led to the abdication of Tsar Nicholas II in favor of a provisional government. The seizure of power by Vladimir Lenin and his radical socialist Bolshevik party, and finally, Russia's withdrawal from participation alongside the Allies in World War I.
Most people don't know we had some troops there. They were in the extreme eastern part of Russia, but they were there for a while. And on 3 September 1950, the U.S. Military Assistance Advisory Group, called a MAG, of 35 men arrived in Saigon, Vietnam, to screen French requests for American military aid to assist in the training of South Vietnamese troops and to advise on strategy. This is while the French were still in control of Vietnam.
On 5 September 1969, Lieutenant William Kelly was charged with six specifications of premeditated murder in the death of 109 Vietnamese civilians at My Lai in March 1968. Kelly, a platoon leader in Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 20th Infantry of the 23rd AmeriCal Division, had led his men in a massacre of Vietnamese civilians, including women and children at My Lai, a cluster of hamlets in Quang Nai Province in the coastal lowlands of I Corps Tactical Zone on March 16, 1968.
And on 5 September 1972, at the Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany, a group of Palestinian terrorists stormed the Olympic Village apartments of the Israeli athletes, killing two and taking nine others hostage. The terrorists, known as Black September, demanded that Israel release over 230 Arab prisoners
being held in Israeli jails, and two German terrorists. In an ensuing shootout at the Munich airport, the nine Israeli hostages were killed along with five terrorists and one West German policeman. Olympic competition was suspended for 24 hours to hold memorial services for the slain athletes. You know, Skip, in my opinion, that was the first time Islamic terrorists struck outside the Mideast.
Yeah.
I sort of think of that as the beginning of World War IV.
Well, I agree. That was the first time they struck outside the Mideast, and they haven't looked back.
And they haven't looked back. Well put.
On 6 September 1976, a Soviet Air Force pilot landed his MiG fighter jet in Japan and asked for asylum in the U.S. The incident was a serious embarrassment for the Soviets and also provided a bit of a surprise for U.S. officials.
Yeah, they didn't see the plane coming. On 4 September 1996, anti-aircraft fire lit up the skies of Baghdad hours after the U.S. fired a new round of cruise missiles into southern Iraq and destroyed an Iraqi radar site. The U.S. again launched Tomahawk cruise missiles at Iraqi air defense sites. The second launch was deemed a success after the first launch failed to destroy intended targets. Kurdish leader Barzani had written a letter to Secretary of State Christopher Warren and asked that the U.S. mediate. 44 cruise missiles were launched over 2 days, plus a rocket from an F-16 fighter.
Those cruise missiles, they just come in so handy, don't they?
But they're a tad pricey.
Yes.
Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
One Texas case illustrates the value of a handgun when it comes to personal protection, even if the gun isn't fired. A woman and her daughter were home one day when a shovel-wielding man kicked in the front door. She grabbed her gun, aimed it, and said, "If you take one more step, I'll kill you." The intruder apparently thought she meant it because he turned and ran. The woman's daughter, meanwhile, had called 911. The police quickly arrested the man, charging him with burglary.
Thanks, Colonel. This self-defense story gives us the perfect opportunity to talk about the nature of challenge commands, what they are, as well as how and when they should be issued. First, what exactly is a challenge command? It's not what you see in Hollywood movies where the good guy says something like this: "Hey, you dirty, rotten scumbag, real slowly lay that gun down and kick it on over to me." That's just not the way people talk when they're under stress. Keep it simple, something like, "Drop the gun," or "Stop or I'll shoot." The lady in this story did a good job with her command. Quote, "If you take one more step, I will kill you." She could have shortened it up a bit to say, "Stop or I'll kill you." Regardless, her command was clear and fairly concise. Second, make it believable. The bad guy in this case actually believed that she would kill him if he took even one step closer. The challenge command will work, but only if the criminal actually believes you'll carry out the threat. Yell loudly, forcefully, and with conviction. This is not the time to be timid. Go strong and convince them that you will definitely shoot them. Remember your military training and unleash your inner beast. Third, get behind cover if you can. In this case, the weapon was a shovel, but many times criminals carry firearms. In the case of a shovel or any other impact weapon or bladed weapon, the criminal needs to get close to attack. Put some type of obstacle between you and the bad guy, like a car or a bush or a tree. You need something that will slow him down and give you time to put bullets on target. And last, if the attacker complies with your demands, you should not shoot them. Tell them to leave or to lay face down on the ground with their arms and legs spread wide with their palms up. If they try to leave, you should let them. But if they move toward you aggressively, you should use deadly force to protect yourself in accordance with all laws in force for your jurisdiction. This woman did great, and both her and her daughter are alive today to prove it. And as an added bonus, the bad guy was arrested by police and shouldn't be bothering innocent citizens anytime soon.
I like that story. Our movie of the month this month is A Kiddish Man, a short film in Israel. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog, and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and I'd really appreciate your input. Our book giveaway this week is James Robbins' Erasing America. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com and put "Erasing America" in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the Constitution we took an oath to support and defend with Richard Thompson, the president of the Thomas More Law Center, a man I greatly respect. And Jeff Ferry from the Coalition for a Prosperous America will join us to discuss China and tariffs. And we'll cover the Army, Navy, and Air Force football games that will be played this weekend.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. And join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom Choice and home-based products to our commissary patrons around the world.
These brands allow our military service members, veterans, and their families to stretch their commissary benefit, offering you the quality you expect and the savings you deserve. Through Freedom's Choice and Homebase, we're serving our best.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of tech today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 minus, or I mean, other than 28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
Much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and
are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Cancer researchers are noting a racial disparity in many studies of cancer.
Researchers say more than 55,000 people took part in cancer trials from 1996 through last year. In trials conducted since 2003, more than 80% of the trial subjects were white. Researchers say minority participation has declined compared to earlier trials. The study also found that people 65 and older made up barely more than a third of the trial subjects. The study is being presented this week at the American Association for Cancer Research Conference in Atlanta.
The widow of Pat Tillman is telling people don't politicize her husband. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Pat Tillman played for the Arizona